You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. December 7th, the U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments in Moore v. Harper, a case testing the independent state legislature theory. So, what could happen if the majority embraces this theory? At stake is whether state legislatures have ultimate authority over elections. Higher authority than the U.S. Constitution and statutes, higher than state Supreme Courts and constitutions, and higher than a governor's veto. The U.S. Supreme Court has already said in 2019 that only state courts have the authority to decide partisan redistricting cases. That decision essentially green-lighted widespread gerrymandering we saw in the 2020 redistricting process. The Brennan Center for Justice and other scholars suggest citizen ballot initiatives could be nullified. State legislatures could ignore U.S. or state constitutions' voting right provisions and establish unchecked barriers to voting. Existing state laws like early voting and voting by mail could be repealed without the check of a gubernatorial veto. Some scholars have suggested that legislatures could change the electors for a presidential election or overturn election results. Democracy 21's Fred Wertheimer says this is unlikely, but that Congress should pass the Electoral Count Reform Act to close that loophole. In short, the impact of Moore v. Harper could reshape American democracy, and it could be one of the most consequential and destructive Supreme Court decisions of our time. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.